Good morning, Mike Rice, back with you, along with David Jaffa, as we welcome you to another edition of 3D Law here on 630 KHOW. Every Sunday morning at 9:30, we talk all things legal. We break it down. Actually, David breaks it down to make it very simple. David, good morning. Great to see you again.
Good morning, Mike. Great to see you. Thank you.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun last week with our first show, and I know that, you know, people, as they hear it, they're going to have questions, and we've set up a really easy email if they want to get in touch with David or any one of the partners, 3dlawdenver@gmail.com, the number 3dlawdenver@gmail.com. Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa is the name of the firm, and you can always reach out to them. They are ready and willing to help you, 303-504-4242. You can reach David directly, 303-964-9500. Or if you don't have the pen and you're driving to church or coming back from synagogue or what have you, ljjlaw.com is the firm. Good week for you?
Great week. Thanks a lot. It's always good. Done some traveling, and so this week I'm back in Israel, then back to America. I was home for a week, and then back in the United States here on this Sunday, the 14th. So it's very good.
Very nice. And just to pick up on that, your background is one that you do spend a lot of time overseas in Israel, but you have everything going on here, and it's a seamless operation for you.
Yeah, we're very fortunate because I have some personal things as well as some professional things going on overseas. But I maintain the law practice here in Denver. I merged my practice with Dan and Don at the end of 2015, and it's taken us a little while. It's taken us a little while to get up to speed, but we're now running on all cylinders and out there assisting people in all sorts of ways. And so you can also look at our website at ljjlaw.com. We have a blog going on there, and we have the we have descriptions of the partners as well as our associate Stephanie Heyman.
Give us give people just a couple of the highlighted nuggets from your background, as you've enjoyed a law career that has literally spanned decades now.
Right. Well, thank you. So for 33 years, I have done a lot of things. I have a general practice today based on that. I started doing collections and evictions for some local management companies in the area, and I also at the same time began a criminal defense career. It spanned 20 years as basically a court-appointed lawyer, and after that I began doing more private work in terms of the criminal defense as well as criminal appeals. I've also branched out then into administrative law and doing commercial litigation and commercial appeals. My partners, Dan and Don, do similar things. Today we'll focus a little bit on Dan's practice. Dan devotes about 50% of his time to litigation and the other 50% to transactional matters. What does that mean? Drafting contracts, assisting new companies in developing the stock that they might need and doing the stock transactions for them and showing them how to do it and to be compliant with local administrative agencies as well as federal agencies if necessary. He is there to help us with our clients. That is, Don and I do a lot of litigation, a lot more than 50%. And so he helps when it comes to questions of whether a company was properly formed. He jumps in on that. And you can read his full biography at our website, ljjlaw.com. But Dan, the most important thing about Dan, Don, and myself is we've been friends for over 30 years. Dan and I went to school together as
kids. No kidding.
And we have a very nice professional relationship, but it's one of those that, you know, when we do have disagreements, and we do, because that's the nature of life, but they're professional, and we all know each other for a long time. We're friends, first and foremost, and we help each other personally. We know our personal lives together and been at weddings and in that. So we are all engaged, and I think that that friendship allows us to also then understand that things happen in life to people. And while the overwhelming majority of the time, it shouldn't fall out and spill over into a legal arena, we understand that it can. And so therefore, we bring to the practice not simply a technical know-how of how to assist you if there's a problem, but we also understand the emotions behind it. We understand that it's not easy to pick up that phone and tell somebody what might, in your mind, be your darkest secret or a problem. How did this problem arise? It arose because I did something I shouldn't have done, or somebody did something to me they shouldn't have done. And I really don't want to talk about it.
Right.
We understand that. It's not easy to open up. I have clients who I have spent a lot of time with because it's not an easy thing to do. We understand that. We are equipped to listen and to deal with it. And I think for any professional, doctor, lawyer, accountant, the most important thing is to listen. How do you know what to tell us? Well, there are resources. There are resources online that can get you started. I want to make a big caveat, a big warning. Yes, a lot can be done online. There's a very relatively known, well-known site called LegalZoom.com. It'll help a new business get started. But you have to be cautious with that. Why? Because while it can give you the nuts and bolts and the skeleton for doing something, you should still have a lawyer look at it, someone who you trust in your local area, because these things are national and they don't necessarily address state local matters. So that's what a lawyer is for. So there are resources, but you have to know how to use them just like any tool.
Let me go back to, I love what you were saying about working with Dan and Don and the three of you understanding, or I would imagine there have to be times where you're working on a case and it's like, you know, I just need a little input. You go to Don's office, you pick up the phone, call Dan if you're overseas and go, help me out here. What do you think about this? And it's kind of a dynamic sort of resource for people. They might have hired you, but you're also, when needed, picking their brain on things.
Well, that's absolutely true. I went out of town the other day to meet with a potential client because I wanted to see them. They have a particular kind of case that's important to understand the body language, right? And I do this, I travel a lot because I want to see people. It's absolutely essential. In our day of electronics and Skype and seeing everything on TV, well, you know, I was looking the other day, there's a program, I think, on Fox News called The Five. And one of the people there is Dana Perino.
Mm-hmm.
This is no intention to give her a plug, but if you look, the way the television is set up, they all look like they're all the same size, which is simply not true. Ms. Perino is short and small. But television has a way of making everybody equal in terms of stature and everything. They sit
sure.
behind a desk, right?
Yeah.
Which is why I'm doing radio, because I have a face made for radio.
Hey,
and it's
you
perfect.
And me both. You and me
right?
both.
So the idea is that, yes, you can talk to people and you can hear things, but body language is important. And why is that important? Because if I would take this case, and we'd ultimately have to go to trial, a finder of fact, whether it's a judge or a jury, is going to have to determine credibility. Is this person believable? And whether we know it or not, we determine if someone is believable in part, not only by what they're saying and how they're saying it, but what they look like when they're saying it. So I went out of town. It's a difficult case for him. It was difficult for him to open up a little bit and for his wife. But the point was that we do this a lot of times, meaning I will interview them a lot because they told me the story, but I got to ask them questions about it. Like, I know if we ultimately go forward, there'll be a defense lawyer, and he's going to ask a lot of questions.
Sure.
Or she is.
Right.
And so we prepare in advance these kind of things because with our 90-plus years experience, so Don and I together have 76 years. Dan Levin has been practicing since 1986, so that's another 30 years. So, you know.
So you guys are over 100.
Yeah, over 100 years.
Don't sell yourself short.
Right. So through that, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot about people.
Yeah.
You'll learn a lot of that sort of thing. And so I have had some great experiences. I've been very fortunate over my 33-year career to learn how people talk, what to understand when they don't say something, what to understand how they say it. And so, but that's what we bring to the table in addition to our technical expertise. Is we'll listen to you. We know that it's not easy. And as we discussed last week, Mike, just the whole desire to call the lawyer in the first place, it's too expensive.
Right.
I don't know, you know, what they're going to charge me. It is always worthwhile at least seeking it out. And the internet can help at least pave the groundwork for that.
We're going to get into that with David Jaffa. He is with Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa. Brand new show. This is week two. 3D Law is the show. It's every Sunday morning right here on 630 KHOW. Just great to have David's expertise, and we're going to tap into that week in and week out. You can always reach us here at the show, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. The number 3DLawDenver, 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. And as David mentioned, the firm's website is a great resource if you want to kind of check out their background, check out their areas of expertise, which are far and wide, ljjlaw.com. And the number of the firm, because we encourage you to reach out. They are terrific to meet with in person. They care, trust me, 303-504-4242. Let's delve into using the internet a little bit, because I think the common area that people, you know, if your kid has something wrong with them, maybe a little cough, a little cold, or a rash or whatever, okay, can we diagnose it online, which is always dangerous. But at the same time, you can also pull nuggets of truth. So when it comes to the area of law, how do you recommend people maybe use the internet before calling a lawyer, or in conjunction, or as a complementary piece to a legal situation they're involved with?
Okay. Well, there's two things a person can do. They can use a keyword. For instance, they could, let's say they have a domestic relations matter and they've been served with divorce papers, let us say. Okay.
Okay.
So they can go and just type in divorce. And what they're going to get is a lot of paid-for law firms that are going to give them spot advice in order to get us to call them. All right? It's marketing. Right?
That's why they come up first.
Right. And those of us in business, small businesses, have received anywhere from 1 to 200 calls a week saying, we can put you first on Google. Okay? So what I'm saying is you might learn something by doing that, by putting in a keyword, but you're going to be driven to a particular website who is looking for your business. So what are the neutral sites? And the best one, if you have a question, is to go to googlescholar.com, because that is just information. Now, there may be advertisements on the side, there may be, but you don't have to click on those.
You're not wading through sponsored websites, per se.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you have a question about what to do in a divorce generally. Google Scholar is a good place to start. But again, it'll be general information. And again, my caveat, I think I said it last week, but I'll repeat it again, or I even said it a few minutes ago, which was, don't rely solely on what you find on the internet, ever, about anything, by the way. Okay. And why? Now, it's a good place to start, and there's information, but you need to push off. You need to push against it. You need to find out if it means something, right? When we were in school, we learned basic arithmetic, right? The teacher always said, check your work, right? 3 + 5 = 8. So what's 8 - 3 = 5?
Going back up, yeah.
Right? So the same thing when we're using the internet. Does that make sense to me? Now, maybe it does, but I want to check it. If it's a legal issue, you want to call a lawyer to work through it. And one area where I have been called in is because people have gone to the internet, drafted a contract based on what they saw there, and it really was not a legally binding contract. It was something like it. But any more than if you would go to it used to be before internet, you could go to the office supply store and you could find documents, all right? There was a publishing company here, a legal publishing company called Bradford Publishing here in Colorado. And they have these pre-forms. Now, a person shouldn't use that any more than using anything on the internet. So yeah, it's okay to get those forms.
Sure.
But check it out with a lawyer first to make sure your particular situation is covered by those forms. All right? Don't just rely on it because it was in an office supply store.
And make sure that the form is fitting your situation.
Exactly.
And so it's not, you're not using sort of the wrong form.
Exactly. So even news stories, all right? And no matter where a person ingests their news from, whatever source, you can go to Google Scholar, right? All the stuff with the president when he first brought out the immigration plan, and there was all this stuff about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. You want to check out what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did? In that case, you can go straight to the Ninth Circuit website. They set up a separate page for those hearings. And a person, you didn't need the news people. You didn't need all the filter of some suit on or dress or whatever on television telling you. You could go find it yourself. And that is something I encourage people to do, not just for the news generally, because most sources today can be found online, the original sources. you know, somebody wrote something, an opinion out of the Supreme Court. The news story that talks about it, by nature of the beast, only has a few minutes to tell you what's in there. If you're truly interested and you don't want to just swallow hook, line, and sinker what some analyst like myself said about it, read the case yourself. All right. There'll be difficulties because there'll be language in there. It's a separate language. I will tell you that. But you can find the meanings of those words by going to blackslawdictionary.com. Okay?
I got to write that one down.
Right? The meanings of all these words are available. Now, I am not trying to get everybody to become their own lawyer. In fact, just the opposite. But having some background, just if I had a medical problem, so I could understand what my doctor is going to tell me, I might look some things up first to get a general understanding, but I'm not going to rely on that solely as my medical cure.
Yeah.
I'll go to a professional after that. And that's something you do. Or even after you meet the lawyer, he's going to give you some terms. What we do, we give people information if they want to think about something. And then I'll tell them in my office, you want to look this up or you want more information, you can go here and go there.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really neat. David Jaffa is with us. 3D Law is the program. Just started it last week here on 630K. How every Sunday morning at 9:30, love having David's expertise. And you can, I think get the sense, just a real personal approach that David and his partners, Levin Jacobson and Jaffa, try and implement and try and carry through with their clients. Again, some easy resources for you. The firm's website, ljjlaw.com. Also, you can reach them over the phone, 303-504-4242. And David, we talked a little bit about this last week, but you do a lot of work overseas and travel quite a bit. But for those wondering, well, am I going to be able to get a hold of David? Is he around? It's all seamless. There's even you might be four time zones away, but you're accessible all the time.
That is true. The numbers we gave you, if you call the office directly, you'll speak with Jesse, our fine legal assistant, and she can direct you to any one of us through our own extensions. And so when I'm at home in Jerusalem and she calls, now it's a 9-hour time difference, so I generally work from 3 in the afternoon till midnight over there, which is about 3 o'clock here, although I've been known to work longer.
Imagine that.
But I'm available. And if you call me directly at 303-964-9500, the phone rings directly to my desk, both in Denver and in Jerusalem, and I'll pick up the phone and no cost to you. Now, I did mention Black's Law Dictionary a minute ago. It's really, you'd go to dictionary.law.com, okay, and you can put in a legal term, and it'll give you a definition for it.
There it is. Let me just pick up on one thing, though, going back to your travels and whatnot, because I want to make sure people understand that you're in Denver a lot. It's not as if you're based in, I mean, your practice is alive and thriving right here in Denver, and that's important because when people call you, they're getting someone who's right here, who understands, who's been in Colorado his whole life.
That is true. And I'm available. And when I'm not, my partners can cover if there's an immediate hearing. So, for example, Don was called away the other day, Friday morning. And I was in with a client. I was in the office in Denver, and I was in with a client. It was back, actually, at the end of April that this happened. And Don got called away. He couldn't go to the hearing. So he came into the office, and he said, Dave, here's the file. This was at 10. The hearing was at 11 in Denver.
You're loving it.
And I said, well, okay. I mean, I happen to know who the client is.
Right.
But I didn't know there was even a hearing that morning because that was Don's deal. But anyway, he had the confidence to be able to rely on me to run to court and take care of the matter. And we did, and we were successful, fortunately. It worked out pretty well. We had a little hearing there, and I knew what I was doing based on 33 years' experience, and was able to just pick up the file cold and take care of that for him. And he does that for me too. When I'm away and someone calls and says, look, I have to be in court on Wednesday. And I say, well, I won't be able to be in the United States on Wednesday, but my partner Don can handle it, or Dan can handle it.
Right.
And we'll do it. Sometimes though, I will tell you, many courts, depending on the hearing, if it's an evidentiary hearing, not, but if it's a status conference, if it's something where the judge might know me, I can do it by phone. And I have done many, many hearings by phone from Jerusalem online. And it works out seamlessly, as you say. As a result, I've been very, very fortunate. I've been able to craft both a professional life and a personal life that allows me to do these things and be available to people to assist them in many, many places, not just here in Colorado. I've had cases all over the United States, including Washington and Maryland, Washington State, California, Nebraska. So I've been all over, and I'm very fortunate. I feel very fortunate to do that, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
No doubt about it. David Jaffa with us on 3D Law here on 630 KHOW every Sunday morning at 9:30. But I think, David, this is really cool because it speaks to sort of the family atmosphere that you have with Dan and Don, and being great friends sort of outside the profession and being able to rely on each other and butt heads from time to time and work through things, much like clients do in their own situations. And I think you guys, the three of you, bring that perspective to people. It's like, hey, we understand. We get what you're going through. We'll learn the nuts and bolts of the case, but beyond the actual case, we get all the other extraneous issues, the emotions, the thoughts, the anger, the frustration, and all those other things.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I suppose, you know, I don't know what the science is on it, but I know moving and marriage and then, of course, divorce are big stressors. Psychologists use the term stressor.
Sure.
To inform us that there are things that will cause us to become emotional, right? We understand that. And I suppose I know this. Families of people accused of crime, right? I've gotten the call from mom, from dad, from husband, from wife. Mm. My spouse, my son, my daughter has been arrested. They're in jail. Can you help us? Yes, I can. I'll come out to you. I'll come see you. Then I'll go see your son in jail or your daughter in jail, and we'll work on getting them bonded out. But I know firsthand by speaking with people how emotional that is. It doesn't even matter what the thing is. It has happened. You know, there are many, many people who have the view, well, the police wouldn't have arrested this guy if they didn't have a reason to. And most people, I believe, would say, hey, if he was arrested, he must be guilty. Right? We have a whole process in the courts that deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most amazing situations I've had is some people, upper middle class people, who had that view. They never had any run-ins with the law. They were basically decent tax-paying folks. There was a situation, came up, and now they were the focus of law enforcement. And what that did to them emotionally was such that it took us weeks to get through that before we could get to the nuts and bolts, as you say. So we understand that. And what we try and do first and foremost, so that we can focus on what we have to do to assist people. And again, I'm using an extreme situation.
Of course.
Criminal charges is very extreme.
But let me just jump in. Financial situations, business dealings, those can be as emotional too. It might not be being in jail or being arrested, but man, there's a lot on the line. People's livelihoods, their 100%. Retirements, and all the rest.
And so you have people who are decent people. They want to pay their bills. They've had a rough time. They lost their job. They've had to declare bankruptcy. And now, because of some exception in a contract, the bankruptcy isn't going to cover them or some such thing. So it's very emotional. We understand that. And we understand that the very first thing that we need to do is calm people down, if possible. And sometimes it doesn't happen because it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. These are stressful times for people. We know that, and we're going to work through that. And that's true whether a person's accused of a crime or whether they're being sought after to pay an old debt that they forgot about, or a business has set itself up to do great things, and the government comes along and says, no, you can't do that.
Wow.
And
yeah.
We're going to take your business away from you. You can't sell that product. Or a business is set up to invest, to get investors to invest in a product. And then they have a problem with the partner, with the scientist involved, something like that. Those things are all very stressful. And sometimes then just listening through mm-hmm. is very important. And we do that.
And it really goes to the personal touch that the three of you bring to the firm, doesn't it?
Right. And that's why I have that one phone number. So people can talk to me directly. Jesse's great, but sometimes if she's not, especially my hours are a bit different. So to reach me directly sometimes is very important for people. And there have been people have tried a few times, but like like this morning, I won't be available for a half hour, right? But sooner or later, they're going to get to talk to me directly, and I will work on their case.
Interesting. Levin, Jacobson, and Jaffa is the law firm. Real quickly, just to kind of tease ahead, what are some of the, and we've got about 60 seconds here, what are some of the hot topics, the hot type of cases that you, it's like, man, I'm seeing a lot of these. Is there a pattern that you're noticing?
Well, I have a general practice. What is going on is I think many people are surprised at the reach and depth of administrative law, regulations, and how regulatory practices affect their lives. And in the case of small businesses, more so than an individual. But we're all affected by regulatory law and administrative law. So that's one area. And then a common theme always is domestic relations and collection work and just partnership disputes.
Interesting. David, great to see you this morning. Look forward to next Sunday.
Thank you.
David Jaffa with Levin Jacobson and Jaffa, LJJLaw.com is how you can get information on Levin Jacobson and Jaffa. Dan Levin, Don Jacobson, David Jaffa, who is with us on 3D Law, brand new show right here on KHOW. Love picking David's brain, getting expertise to you. If you'd like him to discuss a particular topic, we're more than happy to do that on a future show. 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. The number 3, the letter D, Law Denver. 3DLawDenver@gmail.com. Number of the firm, 303-504-4242. And as David said, his direct line, 303-964-9500. All those numbers available again, LJJLaw.com. Thanks for being with us on this edition of 3D Law. We'll talk to you next Sunday morning at 9:30. For David, for our producer, Lori Lynn Barker, I'm Mike Rice. Talk to you next week on 6:30 KHOW.